The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. In the mountain city of Chamai on the island of Java, the Japanese garrison has received welcome orders. Those orders are to find and exterminate Jungle Jim and his daring group of United Nations raiders. The group, as the Japs know, is barricaded in the ruins of a plantation just outside the town. The Dutch underground leader directed them there so that Kolu's shoulder wound could be attended to. Though they found the plantation in ruins, its owner murdered in cold blood. They also found the owner's brother, a reticent Hindu called Sabi, who once practiced medicine in England. Thanks to Sabi's expert care, Kolu's wound is no longer serious. But over their captured radio, they have just heard the Japanese order flamethrowers to attack them. As the deep tropical night swiftly falls.
It's blacker than Hitler's heart out there, Singley. And I don't know whether to curse the night or bless it.
Let Japanese curse you, Jim. The mouth welcomes darkness even as the lion abhors it.
Got it all figured out that we're mice, have you?
Yeah, maybe more like cornered rats.
You're not fooling, Sing.
Jim, are you back?
Yes, Trina.
We have dispersed you men as best we could.
But the countryside is strange to most of our men. Jim, you really think we can ambush the Japs?
We can make a stiff try, anyway.
Please to remember, the Japanese are not aware we know they are sending flamethrowers.
Any more come over the radio while we were gone?
That you will have to ask Sabi.
Sabi?
I'm here about a while.
Anything coming over?
Yes, great to see you. But most of it is too late to be coming from Chimahi.
Since their plans are unchanged.
We'd better get out of here, Toronto. What about Cole?
Oh, Jim, he is sleeping like a baby for the first time in more than a week.
He must not be moved, Jim.
No? Suppose those Jap flamethrowers do break through. There won't be anything left of this place but ashes.
That is why we must see that he does not break through.
Besides, where is there to move him to?
Trina speaks truth, Jim.
Yeah.
My right to call myself doctor was rather forcibly taken away from me. But I'm in charge of Kolu, and I say nothing must disturb him.
Oh, what should we do, Sabi? Put up signs in Japanese saying, quiet, please, hospital zone?
Jim, you are on edge. All of us are, but
oh, I know. I'm sorry, Sabi.
Oh, forget it, Jim. What is your plan of attack?
Yeah, most simple. Attack from flank. Close in from rear.
Singh and Thompson and myself will have a machine gun near the front gate of the compound.
And my brother?
He's with Sergeant McGovern in the armored car.
When Japanese arrive, we will allow them to nearly reach this place. Then, at the mobile mark, sweep down on them from right flank in car.
The Australian and Peter Horton will be set with another group on their left flank.
Excellent. And you two, with young Thompson, will prevent their retreat.
We hope.
But, Jim, suppose they think they keep coming straight ahead.
Trina, that's why I want to move Kolu.
Well, I wish I could allow you to.
Since Kolu cannot be moved, we will detach men from the flanks and have them protect this place.
Why must you do that, Jim? Since I will be here with Kolu in any case.
And I?
It will not be my first acquaintance with a machine gun. And I have a special score to settle with the Japanese.
I guess we all have, Trina. Okay, then. Use the Tommy gun. Refill clips are in the musette bag on the floor there.
But please, do not shoot until Mac and Peter Horton have Japanese in crossfire.
Mm-hmm. We understand.
Come on, Singh. We'd better get back to Tom's son. You have the other Tommy gun?
I left it with Tom Dunn. Until we meet, Trina.
Good luck, Singh.
And we'll take care of Kolu.
And take care of yourselves, too. Where'd you put the refill clips?
They are in the knapsack. And since you mentioned it, I guess you carry for it.
What is it, Sabi? Why do you frown?
Oh, was I? Just thinking.
It must be an unhappy habit from the way you looked.
I was thinking of Jim's plan of attack. It's a good one, but only provided he is right.
About what?
About the direction of the Japanese attack.
You think maybe...
Suppose they ignore the compound. Suppose they attack from beyond the irrigation ditch at the opposite end.
The answer is the ditch itself. It is wide, Sabi, and deep.
Possibly. But all the same...
Listen...
Coming in so clearly, it must be...
Shh.
It was too fast for my rusty Japanese.
Besides, it was in code.
Could you get any of it, Trina?
Oh, yeah. The key word was Keru.
Keru? Change?
Yeah. when they mentioned your brother's name frequently.
So, then, Trina, it means they have changed their plan of attack. And how are we going to warn Jim?
Desperately aware that the next few seconds may spell success or failure to Jim's plan, the Dutch girl and the man from India try to hide their panic. We'll see what happens in just a moment. Right now, let's see what happens in more than 6 million homes every Sunday. Mom and Sis are the first ones up, getting ready with those golden waffles, those rich pancakes, or crisp popovers, or whatever the big treat is that makes Sunday breakfast really special. And when those tempting breakfast smells start rising from the kitchen, watch the menfolk race to the table. Yes, and watch the scramble to see who's first on the funnies. Especially if the funnies are the Comic Weekly. Because the Comic Weekly means surefire entertainment the whole family enjoys. It brings you more than 24 of your favorite features, all in brilliant full color, all created for your pleasure. That's why 15 million readers count on the Comic Weekly to make Sunday morning complete, and the Comic Weekly never lets you down. It's distributed all over the country by 15 leading Sunday papers. So along with the breakfast treats on Sunday morning, give yourself the extra treat of the Comic Weekly. You'll recognize it by the figure of Puck and that name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to the mounting tension of a Javanese night and Jungle Jim.
Oh, boy, this waiting around sure is monotonous.
No, relax, Thompson.
Yeah, but why don't them Jack Squares show themselves?
What a pity that impetuous youth should be wasted on those too young to know its value.
Oh, Wonk, stop beating your chops on the same riff all the time.
You speak words, nephew, but one can only guess at your meaning.
Well, if you want something to guess about, keep your mind on that phony Hindu.
Sabi?
Yep. There's something about that geezer that just don't add up.
Especially if one is weak at arithmetic.
You wouldn't feel that way if you could have seen how he died on that Jap hand grenade, Thompson.
Well, just the same, there's something hinky about him. Something bad.
Ignore my nephew, Jim. He's a child, and he's afraid of things in the dark.
Okay. Sooner or later, you'll collar my beef, only don't blame me if it's too late by the time you get your boots laced.
You're on a riff that's from Hunger But Strictly, Jackson.
Huh?
Straighten up and get on the beam before you get yourself all snafu.
Why, Jim, you're a cat. Welcome to the club, Gate.
Shh, take it easy now. Somebody's got to have the last word with you, even if it's in that giant shatter.
Well, I'm willing to be convinced about that.
Wait. Those are not our positions firing.
No, it's coming from the other end of the plantation.
We are of no use here.
Right. Thompson.
Yeah, Jim.
Get over to Mac. Tell him to take the armored car to the irrigation ditch.
I dig you.
Sing Lee and I will head for the bridge.
Right. I'll give Mac the office and pick you two up at the bridge.
Yeah, from the sound of that shooting, Sing, Vorton and the Australian will be just as useful where they are as we counted on originally.
Yes, but let us hasten. The Japanese are not shooting at mere shadows.
Yeah, hard to make time carrying this machine gun.
The gun itself will make up for any delay.
Jim!
Who's that?
Is that you, Jim?
Trina?
Oh, thank heavens I have found you. On the radio, we heard it, Jim. Sabi and I, we heard it.
Heard what?
The Japanese orders have changed their plan of attack.
And where is Sabi now?
He took the Tommy gun. He said he would try to hold them off.
Along
with a Tommy gun?
He took also some hand grenades. He said the chaps would make a rush for the bridge over the ditch.
Right. Come on, Sing. Trina, take my pistol.
Thank you. No, it is better I go back to Kolu.
Atta girl.
There goes Mac in the car.
You'll find me waiting with Kolu, but Jim, promise me to look after yourself.
All right, Trina. She's a swell girl, Sam.
Yeah, most estimable. And beautiful, too, by your Western standards.
I never thought about it. I guess she is if she ever had the chance to spruce up.
You never thought about it, eh?
Better stick to playing soldier, Sing. Let the other boys on the block play dolls.
Gladly. But do you not have a quotation saying that all is fair in either game?
Never mind the quotations now. Hey, is that the bridge up ahead?
Yeah, it must be. It is so dark tonight that...
Yes, I can see the outline of the railing.
Shooting is coming from the other side.
Where did Mac disappear to with that car?
This is no time to find out. If we are to help Stubby, we must get across ourselves.
Hold it, Singh. Who's there?
Is that you, Jim?
Thompson.
Give us a hand with this gun, will you, kid?
Oh, sure thing. Here, let me have this hand now. Okay. Hey, have you seen Mac in that car?
We were just wondering about him.
I know he's looking for this prisoner. It's so dark.
Never mind, Mac. Take cover.
Set this thing up, my son.
Oh, sure. But what's wrong?
I put a plane to the light there.
That must be where Sabi is then. They're testing their plane-throwing apparatus.
Huh? Well, the gun's all set up.
Then we must get nearer.
That's Sabi, all right. Yeah, over to the right there.
Look!
It's a flamethrower.
Yeah, three of them.
Hey, look. There's the light tank behind us.
They have not seen us as yet. Be ready, Thompson.
Yeah. Gotta get closer.
Who's there?
Take it easy, Sabi.
It's that nearest flamethrower.
Shut it. He won't be hearing much more.
You got him. Good boy.
And Sabi got another one.
Two down, one to go.
No, no, look. He's going back to the tank.
Oh, the big pansy.
Come, Sabi. Hurry.
Yes, yes. Hurry, hurry. We must get back across the bridge before they do.
Keep down, Hal. Keep down.
What's the big rush? Never mind. We must hurry.
God. It's a tank. It's attacking the spot you just left.
Yeah, maybe we'll delay them and give us time.
Here's the bridge. You see any sign of Mac in our car?
No. No one crossed the bridge but you three. Who's the cooler?
Trina.
Come on. Look at that tank. I can see some of the monkeys sitting on top of it. But just let
no
me...
No time, I tell you.
Huh? Why not? We got the bridge behind us now.
Never mind. Get behind us.
What? And let that tank roll right past us and onto...
Go ahead, youngster. Get down, down.
Yes, he knows what he's doing now, son.
Oh, okay, if you say so.
Thank you, Bill. Put some bridge.
It's getting lighter by the minute now.
Yes. Of course, they jumped me as well as fast.
Either way, Mac missed the bridge completely.
He'd be thankful if he did.
Thankful? Well, for crying.
Hey.
Yeah, that's why I made you hurry.
Man, oh, man. That tank blew higher than a kite.
Sabi.
Yes. I took the precaution of rigging a booby trap on that bridge. Four hand grenades did it.
Boy, oh, boy. And I said I wasn't sure about this guy.
Well, I take no credit. I did only what any doctor would do.
Huh? Doctor?
Well, I was one once, you know. And being in charge of Kolo, I could allow no one to disturb him. Absolutely no one. Especially the Japanese.